Bible Faith Made Practical. Day Zero. Biblical Encouragement. Stand up. Hello, I'm Andre Amsing from Bible Faith Made Practical. And this is Day Zero, Biblical Encouragement, Stand Up. We all need encouragement from time to time, but the world around us holds it back when we need it most. And then we don't accept to be encouraged by just anyone, especially if he knows nothing of our situation and has never gone through it himself. David knew a secret source of encouragement and motivation. David found the right source of encouragement and witnesses to it in the Psalms. On the day I called, you answered me and strengthened me in my soul. David lived in the town of Ziklag, and something dramatic happened. While he was gone with his men, an enemy people came and captured their women and children. Do you think his men encouraged David to take courage and give marching orders to go after the enemy and recover their families? Did they remember all the battles David had already won against his enemies? Since Goliath, and even before when he was a shepherd, God has always been with him, hasn't he? No, they imagined the worst-case scenario. They could all be dead by now. They imagined all was lost, and they cried all the tears they had in their body. We have to find someone to blame. It's David's fault. And they talked about lapidating him. David found encouragement by talking to his Lord. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Where can you find courage to start over again? Where can you find the strength to continue to believe when disaster strikes? But David had a good habit. Consult with God, who knows and sees everything, and receive his instructions to know what is the right strategy in this case. David consulted with the Lord and asked two questions. Shall I pursue them? Will I overtake them? And God answered, pursue them. You will certainly overtake them and succeed in the rescue. The result? David recovered everything the Amalekites had taken, including his two wives. Nothing was missing, young or old, boy or girl, plunder or anything else that they had taken. David brought everything back. So when we are faced with a disaster, we can decide to cry all the tears of our body, imagine the worst-case scenario, act as a victim and hope to receive encouragement from your family and friends, or approach God in prayer and find the answers and courage to turn the situation around. Turning disaster into daily victory. Do you see how a word of encouragement from God of the Bible can be extremely profitable to turn disaster into daily victory? One word from God at the right moment can strengthen you to make the right decisions and concentrate your efforts in the right direction. This will change everything for you, your business, and your family. We can do without many things, but not the presence of God in our lives. If you want more messages like this, go to BibleFaithMadePractical.com and download the ebook.